Hey Gail, how you doing?
Oh, it's been a little crazy, but at the moment I'm doing well.
Good, good. Did you see my message about I'm going to lose power?
You are for sure, or you may.
Don't know how I couldn't because they're taking the pole down and
Oh.
putting another pole in and attaching all the wires to the new pole.
Oh.
And they've been at it since geez, 10:30. And my landlord just texted me and said that the power will be back on by 2:30. I was like, well, I still have power. So she's confused. But anyway, I thought we'd go ahead. Let's go ahead and start here. And if we get cut off, then I will call you back on the phone, on your house
Perfect.
phone.
Perfect.
So why don't we get moving in case we get cut off?
Okay.
Awesome. And I don't know where Magic went. He was up here, he was sound asleep, and then I think right at the time he may decide he has to go pee. I don't know. He's been sleeping, but we should be fine.
Yeah,
Okay.
the reason I'm a couple minutes late is there was an urgent potty situation.
We may run into that too.
Timing is everything. Yes, isn't it?
I was gonna take him out, but he was sound asleep. I mean,
Asleep.
he was like dead to the world. And usually he doesn't go out till about 3. So we'll see. Okay, so how have you been doing with I know we were supposed to meet last week, and so we'll just put that on at the end of our meetings.
Perfect.
But last week was pretty stressful for you, I guess. So
Yes, it
how
was
is
very
now?
stressful. So I had the interview with my counselor Monday morning, where we went through all the questions, which was intense. Let's just put it that way. It was very intense. And I got home, and there were two letters from the IRS saying they need my 2021 and my 2022 taxes there by the 4th of December, which put me in a panic. So 2020 was close to done, and I managed to get it to the CPA on Wednesday, and I made a really good start on 20, or that was 2020, and I got 2021 a really good start, and then it's like the world conspired against me, and I'm just now picking it back up again. So I haven't heard back from the CPA. The receptionist said I said, "Can you help me?" And they said, "Yes, we can." So I'm hoping to finish them today and drop them off tomorrow, and then I will contact the CPA and see what he's if I haven't heard from him. She said he'd be contacting me, but we email when necessary. Oh, look at that face! Look at that adorable face!
Yeah, he's back. He heard your voice and he came back.
That little smile. So I don't even remember what happened Friday. Oh, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was my big Anna Griffin crafting workshop, which was fun, but it was also stressful because there was a lot of undercurrent that didn't need to happen. And it's just very intense. And then yesterday was Veterans Day, and an Army buddy that I reconnected with that I had worked with in my very first tour invited me to go to the Veterans Day parade. Well, I had a violated eye appointment at 8:15, and then so she picked me up, and it was raining, and so we ended up not going to the parade. But she showed me their new house, and her wife is very sweet, and they had tea and scones, and it was fun. But she's very intense, and she has a lot of issues, and so I kind of listened a lot. And then we went out to lunch, and then but it was like almost 3 when I got home, so the dogs were late for lunch, and I was just fried. So anyway, today's taxes.
Wow. Okay. So why don't we take some deep breaths? I had to have a deep breath.
But I was
Oh.
catching myself running and the realization I had was that, in the Army, it's like you're trained to do whatever it takes to get the mission done at whatever cost to you. And
Right.
My body just goes into that mode and it's very unhealthy. So I've got to learn new ways to get things done without going into overdrive. And so I would catch myself, but it was pretty intense.
I bless your heart. Okay, well let's go ahead and take some deep breaths. And just drop your jaw when you exhale and let's just release some tension. I'm gonna have to keep my eyes open so that I'll know if the electricity goes off and we get disconnected. Because you won't get disconnected, but I will.
I
Yeah, I'll be on. Because I can hear them, the motors running of whatever, because they've got big trucks out there, and then it stops. I thought they had left. I thought they were done, but evidently not. So let's just take some deep breaths together. And why don't we let's do some breathing. And let's ask the angels to come in and let's form a circle and let's put all the tax stuff in the center of the circle. And do you want to do
Lovely.
year by year, or do you want to just do all of it together?
Well, let's do all of it because as soon as I finish this one, it would be good to start. I'm not going to do it as intensely because I haven't got a suspense, but if I do 22 and 23 by January, there's a chance of doing 2024 on t or 21, 22, 22 and 23. There's a chance of doing 24 on time and then I would be current. So, but I don't want to stress over Christmas, but I also don't want to completely blow it off.
Well, let's infuse all of it with love, and we'll continue to do that every time you feel the angst, because that's where, and I'm learning this even myself. I know to do it, but like talking about talking about Thanksgiving with my neighbor over on Sunday when we took Magic for a walk, I started feeling all that darkness around Thanksgiving because of past Thanksgivings with Fred and his mother. And I to the point of where, oh, I don't even want to experience Thanksgiving. I just want to skip over it. And I thought, I didn't feel like this last year. What's the deal? So I've had to look at that and infusing it with love, it's changing that darkness and that energy.
Oh,
So, you know,
good.
it's you know, it works for everything. So let's do that with the taxes. And we're going to do
Okay.
that together. So, oh, but I'm going to have to peek in case I got cut off. So let's just take some really deep breaths and let's just relax. And we just want to call in the angels. And I know Jesus has come forward immediately to take your hand. Oh, and Archangel Michael. There's so many that have come to join us. And just take their hands and let's just take some deep breaths. And on the exhale, we want to just release the tension of the day and the last week. And just release all the tensions of life. We just create this safe, sacred space. And we're setting the intention to raise our vibration to that of the higher consciousness, overcoming anxieties of the past and anxieties of the present, and to see, to think, and to feel beyond the 3D world, moving into that world of the wondrous, that angelic space that's safe. And now let's just put into the center of the circle the IRS, the receipts, the paperwork, everything to do with all the taxes. Past taxes, present taxes, and future taxes. We just put all of that in the center of the circle. And with singular intention of creating the highest possible outcome, we send love. Sincere love from our heart, that love of the highest order, that love of the divinity within that's empowered and supersedes everything in the physical world. We infuse that into the center of the circle with all the taxes, all the receipts, everything that goes with it. Uh-oh. Is everything okay?
I think so.
So let's just move back into the safe space. Do you need to check on them?
It's garbage day. Yeah, let me go
Okay.
through them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure it's the trash. I'm sure it's the trash. Let's pull up. You're supposed to do it. Yeah, wonderful. We collected poop. It was garbage.
Okay, that's a lovely top you have on, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a Land's End.
It's beautiful. Okay, so
Comfy.
If we can, we're just going to move in back into that sacred space. And let me know when you've moved all the taxes and everything that goes with it, the CPA, the phone calls, the letters, everything into the center of the circle. Let me know when you've done that.
Okay, I think I've moved it all.
Okay. And now let's just infuse it all with love, that love of the highest order. And Jesus and Archangel Michael and all the angels who have joined us, we all send love to the center of the circle for healing, for completion, for your highest good being achieved in all directions of time. All the anxiety, the anguish, healed. With this portion of your life complete. And we just send all the love of our hearts for healing, for strength, for stamina. Being one with the divinity within. And a swirling mist of light surrounds everything in the center of the circle, infusing it all with love of that highest order. And when all that clears away, left on the ground, the taxes are finished and complete and signed. Filed away, completely done. And can you feel that relief?
Not yet.
Okay. Go ahead and just continue to send love as best you can. with the intention of the highest outcome. And are you feeling a shift in the energy?
Just a second. William?
Oh, shoot.
I thought I closed everything up. Good boy.
Okay. Don't be anxious about having to stop. Don't be anxious about that. Okay. It just is what it is. It's fine. Just
My
take.
heart is just pounding.
Okay. 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 Well, let's come back to this. Okay. The angels, they're not going anywhere. Let's just come back to it.
Come on, sweetheart. There you go. What do I need?
There he is.
I need Kapila. He has been in my lap more lately. It's been wonderful.
You can't see magic, but he's watching. Look, there's
I see the
William.
top of the head. I see the
You
top of
see?
the head. Yes, I
You
do.
see William?
Oh, I love you. He gets his stitches out tomorrow.
Oh, that must be a relief.
Yeah, I cobbled together a little sweater thing to so he didn't have to wear the cone.
Well, he's a cutie.
Okay, that always helps me calm down. Nothing like a puppy in your lap.
Yeah. Okay, so
that knot's gonna untangle now.
okay, so how are you feeling?
Much better with him in my lap.
Okay, all right, well, why don't we just continue from there, and then we can come back to infusing all of the taxes with love. And you know, if we have to go at any time, you can always come back to that. The angels, Jesus, that you know, they'll all come with you, but please follow through with that if we don't get to do that again today. Because in those quiet moments, when no matter how we're feeling when we start, when if we can get to that love energy infusing that situation and the people involved, when we can sincerely from our heart move that energy, it raises your vibration and it pulls you out of the anxiety. And that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
I've clearly got some more stuff to work on myself with regard to Thanksgiving, but I've been on the phone with Jesse for 2 days.
Oh.
Yesterday was her anniversary and it didn't go well. So,
Oh dear. With this partner?
Yeah. I'm not sure how well everything she's telling me, it's like I'm watching a replay of mine and Fred's life.
Oh
Of
no.
narcissistic behavior. And I just want to start screaming, no, you have to stop this. But I have to also
Yeah.
be conscious of her thoughts and her feelings and where she is. And, you know, when we're in survival mode, and I don't think she's quite there, but the other lady is, you can't think greater than you feel. So you can't
Right.
move past until you can shift that energy. And I get to be on the sidelines and watch.
Oh, that's hard.
It is hard. It is hard. But, you know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine because they'll either work it out or they won't. You know, but back to you, you know, it's that same thing. So whatever's going on in our lives and allowing, and we allow it, outside influences to dictate how we're going to feel right now. And I know when you get a letter from the IRS, it's, you know, energy just kind of takes off on its own.
It wasn't just a letter saying send them. It's if you don't, you're going. We've calculated for them, and it's $12,000.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to
So
be anything like that. So, and but
it's going to be a chunk, but it's not going to be any $12,000.
yeah,
And I have
but you're
it in savings, so it's not like I can't pay it.
And your CPA will be able to talk with them to if it, you know, should it go longer that, okay, we're working on this, but it's not going to take that long because, I mean, it can't be that hard. So you'll be able to have all that done. But I know that it's still a surprise when you read that. But being able to have faith in them that they're going to take care of it and you're going to be on the other side of it before you know it. And then it'll be done. So, is out of everything that's happening, is at this moment, is that the biggest thing that's weighing on you is the taxes, or are there other things as well?
A reasonably close second is the church. They set the annual meeting for Sunday, and I wasn't there this past Sunday, which was lovely. And we're having a board meeting this afternoon. So I guess I'm dreading that. So,
You're
but
dreading
it's
the,
nowhere, it's, pardon?
which part are you dreading? This afternoon or Sunday or both?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay. And is that because of the behaviors of other people?
I'm not really happy with the way some of the things are going, but I know I don't have, I know what to do to intervene, but I also know that this is not the time to do it because of my tax responsibilities. So I can think about it after I get these taxes in, but
Okay.
that's kind of nagging at my mind.
Okay. Then the church too. We want to infuse the church, everything to do with that, with love energy until you're above that anxiety. You know, I can't emphasize enough, Gail, that even though you think I don't have time for that because I've got to do this other stuff, until you can raise your vibration, it's like everything makes it worse. So we have to take those moments to move your energy into that higher vibration. And when you do that, then you're better equipped to be able to manage whatever else happens. So there's a meeting this afternoon, and then there's a meeting on Sunday. And if you can infuse that meeting with love today, and then, you know, the Sunday too, but the one that's the present one, that's the most, you know, one that's hanging on
Immediate.
right now is, yes, the most immediate is that one today. So being able to do that, when you go into the meeting, you'll be able to be calmer. And then whatever happens, you'll be able to manage whatever anybody says or does, or, you know, and especially if there are people that you know that are going to raise the bar a little bit on your anxiety, infusing them with love before you go will also benefit. So with everything, how are you doing with maintaining your energy? Are you just, I mean, being aware of that you've been doing whatever has to be done at the detriment of yourself, that is huge to understand that and be aware of it and being able to see it. So how are you doing with managing all of that?
Better than I might be.
Okay.
The dogs, especially Mary, is very aware of when my stress level gets to a certain point, and she pesters the heck out of me until I get out of the room. And that can be very frustrating when I'm like on something I have to get done, or I'm in the middle of the last step, and if I stop, I'll lose what I've been doing.
Right, right.
But she's right, you know. I just need to step away from the situation. And it's pretty clear that I need to stop work at about 7 and go in with the dogs and close the door and have our evening chill out. Because they get into mischief. William has been, I don't know how he does it, but he's been getting up to the top of my dresser and getting all the way to the back of it, which I didn't think he could reach. And finding cardboard things and chewing on them. And he's chewed gift boxes and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, last night he got a hold of a picture frame, took the back off, and had eaten part of the picture, the backing of the picture frame, the cardboard part.
Oh my
So
goodness.
clearly, I need to not have things where he can reach them. And I've known that. I just haven't had the bandwidth to do what I need to do because it's everywhere. Now, when the carpet got cleaned, everything got picked up off the floor, and that's helped, but it's piled all over everything. So
Okay. Now you have
that's just, I mean, that's just another thing that it's clear there's too much in my, going on in my life, and in the new year, I can address it.
Okay. Are you going to be okay between now and the new year?
I'm gonna do what I can. And if Willie meets stuff or choose stuff, I probably didn't need it anyway. I'm gonna do my best to have a peaceful Christmas season. I can tell I'm not gonna try to do what I usually do, but it's important. It's important to do that for me.
Okay. So, with everything that's going on, have you had any time to infuse your day with a love vibration and preparing for a day that is filled with that kind of vibration instead of allowing the other stuff to come in and pull the rug out from under you?
We do a little bit first thing in the morning, but probably, I mean, I know we could do more.
Okay. I don't want to add any more stress to your plate, obviously. I don't ever want to do that. But I know from personal experience that if I don't put myself first, I can go down that rabbit hole really quick. And then I've made it an art form to not come back out of that rabbit hole.
Well, and my programming is really strong to take care of everybody else before me.
Yeah, so
I'm
let's
really
put
good at preaching the oxygen mask, but I'm not real good at.
But let's make you the priority. The biggest priority has to be you. In every moment that you can. And I know the taxes have to be done, but when you're in when you're first and you're in that higher vibration of energy, then what you're putting together can flow more easily. And if you're starting to get anxious because Mary's there or whatever, if you can even just take for a moment right then and maybe just pet her and be infusing her and the whole situation with love, you might be able to buy yourself another 10 or 15 minutes to complete what you're doing. I mean, just a thought, because now, like when I'm trying to finish something and Magic wants me to do something, if I can get him to sit in my lap while I'm doing it, I calm down and I can finish whatever it is and he will relax, because if he's in my lap, he's happy.
Yeah, she's not a lap person like William is.
Well, but maybe
And
if you
sometimes
just
all
stop
I
and
need to go to do is get up and spend a couple minutes with her and I can sit back down.
okay.
Sometimes she's like, you're done for the day, but.
And maybe if I don't know, you know them really well, if you can kind of if maybe if you spend another little bit of time with her before you start, because you know you're going to be tied up for another couple hours completing something, or get her a new toy. I don't know. I don't know what kind of things they play with. Just as a thought.
Yeah.
But
Some
I know.
enrichment. Some
Yeah, because
enrichment.
I know what you mean about, you're doing something and you're like buried in it, and if you just 5 more minutes is all you need, because if you stop and walk away, then it becomes. Sorry, it's my landlady. I'm gonna turn this off. If you can just get that 5 minutes done, then you can just do it. You're done.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then you've got to start all over again, and it's like. So, maybe if you can think ahead or get something that will help with that. So, sounds like there's a whole lot going on. But any of the moments that you can to take for yourself to breathe, and infuse the next part of your day with love. You know, we've got a meditation of that infuses your day and your life with love. And I'm thinking that it's like 18 minutes. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that's what it is. And it just guides you to do that. What works best for you when it comes to infusing things with love? Is it better if you have a guided meditation, or can you just do that on your own? Maybe listening to a little bit of music, or maybe no music at all. How does it work best for you?
Well, I can focus better with a guided meditation, but I can do it for short periods of time with just music, and that's better than not doing it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
trying to remember, to keep music on all the time, because that really is soothing.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're in, go to infuse something with love, you know, I've done that standing in line at the post office.
Yeah.
So it can be done rather quickly when we need to.
Yeah.
But we want to figure out the absolute best action steps for you that
Yeah.
work your life. And you've learned a lot about what works for you and what doesn't work for you in the past few months. And you've come a long way with being able to manage your own energy. So we're just, you know, kind of topping it off and making, refining everything, just fine tuning everything. So what do you think works the very best for you to manage your own energy at this point?
I think regular breaks have a lot to do with it.
Okay.
And I keep losing my timer on my desk, but that's a good thing, is just to, because it's so easy to get, you know, sit down and start a project and all of a sudden 3 hours is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only reason you know that it's later is because you got to go pee.
The dogs are telling me it's time for lunch or something.
Okay. So do you need to get in a couple more timers?
Well, you know, one of the things that is a goal that's I want to do early on is have my desk work for me. And that means like that pretty notepad and my calendar and my pen cup and my timer in a designated place that isn't buried with paper, where I can always reach it. And that's been a goal for a long time, and I haven't had the bandwidth to stay focused and do it. But it's a lot clearer to me what that will look like, and I'm believing it's possible.
Okay.
More than I ever did.
So when you use that term, not having enough bandwidth, you know, that's because our energy shrink wrapped to our body, and that's why you're feeling that. And infusing the situation with love. I mean, even your desk, you know, I know when mine gets, especially the dust, because there are times, and I'll be honest about it, there are times that I could just scrape the dust together and plant seeds because I got so much dirt on my desk because I got a bunch of stuff on here and I don't dust it very often. But when I do clear it up, you know, the whole energy's different. So
yeah,
when it gets to be too much, if I don't have time, I can infuse it with love, and then I can sit down here and be happier, even though I haven't done the cleaning part that I really needed to do. So I want to just pass that on, that every
that's
time you go
yeah, that's a great thought.
To sit down at your desk, just infuse it with love, and you'll start to see where things will start being cleared away and moved around without you having to be anxious about it, or, oh, I've got to do this. And I haven't, what's worse is, oh, I haven't done that yet. You know, because we're always thinking, okay, well, I could have been doing that, or I should have done that. You know, and you corrected me on the shoulds. we don't want to say should.
Yeah, stop shitting on yourself.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, the brain will go there But
The
we're learning to,
programming is strong.
and we got to evict all of that, rip that programming out and sand the floors, and we're going to be good. You know?
Smash those records,
That's
as
right.
Florence
That's
said.
right. So the more we can infuse things in our life, you know, our day and our life, different aspects of that with that love energy, anything we're feeling anxious about, even if it's fixing dinner. Oh, I'm too tired to fix dinner. Well, let's just sit here for just 2 seconds and infuse it all with love, because we don't have to have the guided meditation. We don't have to have the music. We can just do it with our thoughts and our energy. But if you have everything in the background already there, he's anxious. Are you
Is it the
okay?
work, guys? Is it the work, guys?
I don't think so, because I can't even hear them now. Are you needing to go out? We're going to go out in just a moment. And now he's winking at me. If you need to sit in my lap, my legs go to sleep when he sits on them sometimes. All right, we'll come.
I do better with a big old fluffy pillow on my lap
Oh,
for William to sit on.
that's a good
Because
idea.
He's so big, he doesn't really balance there well.
God, I can only, I can't even imagine, because you know Magic's only 12 pounds, and sometimes it's not easy for him to sit on my lap. Oh, the guys are over in the park. I asked them if they would check on that light out there, because you know it's out at night, and when I take him out, well, it's dark, completely dark here at 6, and the moon's not out, and if the ladies across the street don't have their lights on, oh my God, Gail, you can't see anything out there. So hopefully they've got the right light bulb. He said if they had the right light bulb, they'd change it. So hopefully that happens.
Only good thoughts.
You only get thoughts. Okay, so back to what we're talking about. So do you think that you know, becoming more aware, you know, you're being more and more aware of where your energy is, but when you dial into, okay, my energy's not where it needs to be, I can infuse this with love, whatever it is that I'm, and making that, you know, the more we do it, the more it becomes habit, it becomes our normal way of doing things. And that's the natural way to live, is infusing everything that we do with love, because that's who we are. And that, you know, that's what made Jesus so successful. You know, he was living from that love vibration. And taking care of the things that needed to take care of. You know, I wondered what it would have looked like, Jesus being anxious. I just can't get there, because he was always, every time I feel his energy, it's always so calm, so peaceful. And we want to, you know, be beyond the 3D of what we see with our eyes and feel that peace when nothing else has changed. And by doing that, we achieve that level of poise. And then when we have a thought of something we want to do different or something we want, I hope that there'll be some day that we'll spontaneously see it manifest, you know? It'll just be right there. Wouldn't that be awesome? But that is it manifests pretty quickly, you know, because that's the only way it can be. But we'll have to be very careful, because when we go the opposite way in the negative realm, same
Oh yeah,
thing.
that manifests too.
That'll be manifesting just as quickly. So we'll have to be perfecting that state of poise. So how do you feel where you are at this point with that level of poise?
A whole lot better than when we started.
Okay, good. You know, being able to look around, and even though I know you've still got clutter that you're moving and moving, you're still moving energy around, but being able to look at it without it affecting your vibration is going to be a really huge movement for you. And you'll be able to do that. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about the other stuff or what's been important to you before. It's not like any of that. It's just that you've risen above the 3D world of what your eyes are seeing, and you're being able to stay in that energy with the divinity within. And through that, everything starts to move and shift outside of you. And the church, I just feel that. I feel that your responsibilities with the church will be so much more manageable. How is everybody else doing with the sale of the church? Because I'm feeling the energy of anxiety. Are they relieved or excited or anxious?
It's like it's brought up new issues that we hadn't faced. There's a tax consequence to how we pay her off. And like the CPA that somebody consulted was like, I don't know how you can do it. These are past wages that you didn't pay. Some of it is clearly a debt. And that's going to be easy, but how we do the 1099 part, that's an unknown. That's not my problem, but where we're going to go, it's like we have to be out of there at the first of the year. So that's like all of a sudden it's really quick, and we're going to have to come up with storage for all the stuff that we're keeping. And
Okay, so what's
I don't think it's sunk into the congregation yet. In fact, some of the people who've just started coming in don't even know about it yet. But the members have been really su supportive and understanding. So.
Okay, so I'm just thoughts as an observation. I'm feeling some anxiety that can feel like it's getting out of control, but I really want to support you to stay above that energy, and it, because it's not for you to take on. It's not for you to take on. And the more calm you are, that's going to radiate out to the other members to step to the plate and hold that energy too, so that this can be a more smooth operation of transition. I feel it, holding that energy just within yourself, because it and not taking it on as a job for the community. You're just showing me that, angels all around you, just helping you to hold that space for yourself. And then as others want to do it too, the angels surrounding them too. But that's up to the other individuals. But making this a transition that runs more, goes more smoothly for you is really important. And that the angels be right there with you to help you do that. And there'll be some things that you're not in agreement with, but the rest of our lives are just like that too. And it'll be okay. Whatever it is, it'll be okay. Because I am seeing that I just feel this whoosh of relief, just a whoosh of like being able to breathe, that everything just kind of starts to fall to into place. And oh, I'm reminded of the priest who threw the coin out the window, and God is the supply, and that the place for you guys to meet will be available. You may have to do some, like back during the COVID, the Zoom meetings for a time or two, but that your place will it will come. It will come. And not to worry about that. Not to worry about no worries about that. It's coming, and it's going to be beautiful and wonderful and exciting. And storing this stuff, that's getting a moving company to move to a renting storage.
And to have stress of the minister off our plates and starting fresh is going to be a huge relief, because her husband just had a heart valve replacement and she's supposedly having procedures, and she's not rational, and it's just very difficult to be around that energy. She's, she's quiet a lot, but when she interacts, it's pretty toxic. So just having her retired will be huge.
Well, anytime you're going to be in that atmosphere, whether it's emails, because emails count, whether it's an email or a phone call or in her presence, infuse that with love as best you can. And if you forget, next thing you're already in the middle of it, and you start to, because your body will start to get all tense, stop that right then, put a screeching halt to all of that and infuse it with love and raise your vibration. Because you can't be in fear energy and the love at the same time. That's why it's so important for us to move into that love vibration, infusing things with love as best we can. I mean, we're still
Well, she's
human.
not communicating with me directly, but I get it from the people she is, so.
Now, their unity, I mean, are they open to infusing all of that with love with you together?
We that's kind of a core, it's not phrased that way, but that is kind of a core belief.
Well, that's what I thought, but yet everybody's still anxious and dealing with all that energy. So are they not implementing that belief, or?
It's pretty hard in the moment. And Pauline, bless her heart, wrote this lovely meditation for us to start our board meetings, and it has made such a difference.
Oh,
It
good.
has made a huge difference because people are just very reactive, and there's a lot of emotion about resentment of what she's done over the years, and needing, there's a disagreement that we should actually pay her what we owe her, because she did some things that weren't really nice about not letting people change her compensation. Like during COVID, she wouldn't let us meet, and so there was no opportunity to renegotiate what we owe her. And she's getting way more than she thinks. She's the lowest paid minister in the Unity system, but she's actually one of the highest. And she's been doing very little over the last several years, so there's a lot of resentment about that. Anyway, I will bring that up at the board meeting today.
Okay, and forgiving her for all of that. Anybody who's feeling resentment, they have to forgive that, because it's not hurting her, and it makes everybody feel bad, and your body sick, and that may be part of what all of this is, to help them to overcome all of those feelings and that anxiety.
Well, and I think the person that is reacting the most isn't facing something going on in her own life she has no control over. And so it's spilling. This is a way that she's expressing her overall resentment and anxiety.
Okay. Well, that's fair, but when she learns to do that through the church, she'll also learn to do that at home in her own personal life. She'll be able to apply that.
Well, she has a daughter and a stepdaughter that are drug addicts, and that's, I can't imagine what she's been going through over the years. And she's helping raise her grandchild. So,
Oh, yeah, all of that is.
yeah, it's overwhelming. I don't know how she does it. She keeps busy, and I think that's how she copes.
One of the ladies that, Cindy's dealing with that with her daughter. And It's easy for me to sit here and say how to help get over those feelings, but we've all been there at some point with something in our lives. It may not have been a child that deals with drugs, but we felt pain. And it's not that we don't care, but there comes a point that we have to disconnect from it. Otherwise, we can't, our energy stays, it's too shrink wrapped to our body. We can't think past it. We can't think bigger than that. And we have to. We just have to. And when we do that, the angels gave me being able to sit with them and infuse love into a situation and people when Jesse ran away from home. And I was scared to death of where is she and is she okay? And found out later some of the things that she was doing, and she was not, it was not good. But infusing with love helped lift me out of all that pain and that suffering. And when I did, then she reached out for help. So the love changes things. I've seen it in my own life, and everybody that I've worked with it, I know it works. And perhaps that will flow over into this other lady's life to support her. But back to you. How are you doing on your journaling? Are you being, have you even had a moment to look at it or participate in it at all?
I've done a little here and there, mainly just trying to capture things as my little ahas. But I haven't used your pages for a while.
So if you, I know you've got a lot on your plate right now, but if you can be thinking about what helps you the most, what supports you the absolute most. I know you've talked about playing music, and I know I'm learning that too about myself, that playing some of the, especially the music that we use for the meditations, playing that really supports me to be more aware of where my energy is. But start, if you can make a list of the things that you find are really supporting you, and maybe some things that you think that would support you, some of the things that we've even talked about that you're just really struggling to find the time to make that happen. And we can look at that and see if it's, I know there are some things that I don't do because I got this programming run around in the back of my head that is between me and getting it done. Even though I know that if I get that completed, my life's going to be easier. But,
Well, and exercise is a big one for me too. It's very important in managing my blood sugar, and I've just avoided it the last 3 months or so, and that's not good for my long-term health.
I'm with you. I'm with you. So maybe we could both commit a little bit too. Okay, we're gonna exercise, get a little more exercise. They have those chair yoga things. Have you seen those? They look really interesting. And then I actually signed up for a dance thing that I haven't even looked at it. And I just got notice I paid for it again. It's $5 a month. And I think that's the third time. And I'm like, oh, that means 3 months I haven't even looked at it. So anyway,
There's also
figuring.
chair dancing,
Oh,
which is
okay.
pretty vigorous. And when I had my foot surgery, I tried to do that.
Was it fun? Okay. I could look into that too. Wow. There are things that we can do that just make it easier, and make us feel, help us to support us to feel better. And it's figuring what those are and then making them non-negotiable. And that when I first heard that making I'm going to make this non-negotiable, it was like, yeah, right. And I didn't. It becomes a commitment. But I've found now that if I don't do the meditation, if I don't do the journaling, there's a hole. I'm not completed. It just supports me so much more. But I've had to figure out what that looks like for me. And that's what we
Right.
want to fully accomplish for you is what works the absolute best for you. Okay. What time is your board meeting?
One.
Oh, geez. Okay. You probably have lots to do. So I'm going to, it's noon your time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Reach out to me if you need support with anything. You know, if you got really, I'm not going to go there. If you need support with anything, just reach out. Okay. Because I'm here. Okay. And be thinking about what works the best for you.
Yeah, that's a
And
great.
put that into play.
Yeah, that's a great focus on positive things. Yeah.
Yeah. And infuse the meeting with love before you go, even if it's after you get in the car and you're already in the parking spot. It, you can do it that quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
And I'm hoping that I didn't lose power. That's amazing. I guess we had angels working with us. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, honey. I will see you tomorrow, I guess.
No, I'm taking
That's right.
I may be able to get on for the first couple of minutes, but William's getting his stitches out at 9:30, so.
Okay. Well, don't stress yourself about being there, okay? And we'll just send lots of love to you and William as he goes and gets his stitches out.
Okay. Thanks so
Right.
much,
Okay.
Kate.
Okay.
Take
You have a
care.
lovely afternoon. All right.
You
Bye-bye.
too. Bye-bye.